Morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm feeling kind of festive here today. That's why we have Karen Wilson in here with us from Kiwanis, because Freedom Fest is coming up on what day? What day is Freedom Fest?
Guess what?
What?
In Bartlesville, Oklahoma. The 4th of July is the 4th of July.
Well said. Thank you.
And this year, it happens to be on Sunday.
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July.
We are going to have some fun. I got to tell you, it's great. We're back out at Sooner Park, where you can just walk for acres.
That's
and
right.
Really get some exercise in. And
right.
We've got just a little bit of everything. What else is going to be out there besides, of course, the big bang boom of the firecrackers and the fireworks?
Right, right, right. The big finale at 9:30 p.m. Well, So we're going to open Sooner Junior up early this year at 4 p.m. I tell you what, we have had such great crowds out at the miniature golf course this year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so excited to be back, and the same goes for Freedom Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we were able to do the fireworks at Sooner Park. We moved from downtown last year. And oh, by the way, I might mention we've even had questions about where are the fireworks going to be. So Sooner Park is a big place, I'll admit.
It's huge.
But there's a big open field between the Sooner Pool and the schools. So kind of right smack dab in the middle of that big open field is where the fireworks will be lit. And there are lots of parking places, the parking lots are all around that area. Plus, we know lots of people in the neighborhoods are able to get a great view as well.
Oh, they are. All they have to do is look straight up.
That's right.
And now, remind you, we're going to have a little caution tape there. We don't want you getting too close. We want to make sure that the professionals work unencumbered.
That's right. Yeah, there will it will be roped off. So where you see the caution tape in an almost big circle, kind of a circle, kind of, again, right in the middle of that big roped off areas where the fireworks will be.
Indeed.
And you said something key, Tom.
What's
you
that?
Said up in the air.
Yes, indeed.
So guess what? We're going to have a flyover again this year.
Sweet!
We've had lots of questions about that, and we are so excited because, I don't know about you, but whew, that really gets me right in the heart.
We haven't
been given an exact time yet. We've been told between 8 and 9. That's an hour. But guess what? Tom will be on the radio, and we'll be letting everybody know as the day approaches exactly what time.
Indeed. And we've done a lot of things to make sure.
That's right. Yeah, we won't leave it to chance. And we know that once they give us a time, they're on time. And oh, guess what? We'll be double, triple checking to make sure they know we're at Sooner Park, too.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm so looking forward to it. Last year, we did it kind of somewhat modestly because of COVID. But everybody got that real feel. And boy, I tell you, they were just so thankful to be out and about and properly spaced so that they could watch something outdoors like that and remember how good it is. And this year, of course, the restrictions are minimal to none, and it's really going to feel like freedom.
Right. And we encourage folks to come out early. I mentioned Sooner Junior, the miniature golf, because Kiwanis operates that. But we know everybody's going to want to come out early and stake out their watching spot. We encourage them, you know, bring your chairs and blankets and do what you did last year. But we are going to have some activities in the park.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of starting out slow this year, but we will have food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be opening around 6 p.m. Some of them may be out there a little early. So come out for the traditional food. Of course, snow cones, hot dogs, hamburgers, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out, and we'll have a few booths. Not sure what everybody's doing yet, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
It'll all come together.
And then at 7 p.m., we're going to have a real short program on the band shell, our traditional opening welcome with the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And recognition of our sponsors. So we'll be doing that at 7 p.m. And then afterwards, the Everett Music Studio is going to do a little patriotic program. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. And again, plenty of time for folks to come out and walk around and grab some food and get your spot staked out for watching. And we, you know, should be, and even better, we all have been watching the weather, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And we know we're having a rainy week, which is keeping it a little cooler, but looks like Saturday and Sunday both are looking
sunshine,
good
mid-80s.
Right now.
Sunshine mid-80s both days.
Right, right.
So we're going to squeeze the little squeezings out of all these rain clouds, and we're going to get that sun back. And then, of course, with the bright, starry night sky,
right,
perfect backdrop for the fireworks.
That's right. It's going to be a great show. We got great response last year, mm-hmm. and I know it'll be even better this year. Isn't that the way it works? It's like every year they just get better and better and better.
Indeed. This is really going to be so much fun. And we have so many people who have come together to make sure that the Kiwanis can do this and do this well.
Right. We are so
fabulous.
Right. We are so grateful for our sponsors. Patriot Auto Group is back this year as our presenting sponsor. And, you know, what better business than Patriot Auto Group to be the presenting sponsor. We really appreciate them for supporting all Kiwanis programs, but especially this one. We have many, many other sponsors, too numerous to name, but I will throw a few names out there.
Oh, we got it.
Bank of Oklahoma, COP, DSR, P66, Truity Credit Union, mm-hmm. and, of course, the radio station.
Yep, indeed.
And guess what? We already have banners up on Madison Boulevard there at the park. So, you know, drive by and take a look at all of the sponsor banners and signs that we've got up. We were so excited. We got them up over the weekend, and they'll be up all week. So help us appreciate our sponsors by doing business with them. Keep it local.
That's the best way to do things. Indeed it is. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Freedom Fest is on, what day is it? What day is it? What day?
The 4th of July.
There you go. We're going to keep true to the mission, folks.
Right.
We really are.
So, you know, the good news about the 4th of July being on Sunday, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the Bartlesville fireworks, is we know lots of other cities and towns and people that shoot off fireworks are mm-hmm. doing it different days. So guess what? See the fireworks more than once.
Indeed.
But the big finale, 9:30 p.m. on the 4th of July at Sooner Park.
And don't forget the flyover, peoples. This is going to be a lot of fun. So you got that. You got the food trucks. We've got some entertainment beforehand. We'll be playing some patriotic music out of our speakers from the radio station's mobile setup. We're going to be out there by the pool. That's where we plugged in last year. I thought it was a pretty good spot.
That's get right.
And we could yell, incoming. No, we won't be doing that. But we did pipe out the music to the park best we could, so we're going to try to pound out some sound and have a lot of fun.
That's right. And stay tuned. As soon as we get better information, narrowing it in on the flyover, we'll let you know, because we don't want anybody to miss it. It's a sight to see.
Some people have asked, because they are new to town, they want to know, is there a cost to get in?
Absolutely not.
Freedom! It's free!
That's right. In this case, freedom is free.
A lot of people fought hard for your freedom, and this is a way that we celebrate it here with our 4th of July Freedom Fest, again, on the 4th of July at Sooner Park. And again, we do have the food trucks. We're going to have a special programming there. Lots of space to just enjoy, you know, God's beauty out there. It's going to be so green and so gorgeous. And I can't wait for this, because, you know, usually it's hotter than firecrackers on the 4th of July, Miss Karen.
That's
but
right.
I could take the temperatures in the 80s pretty good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be a wonderful day. So, you know, come out early, enjoy the park.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great day.
Now, people want to know more about Kiwanis. Yeah, you're always looking for folks to kind of join the merry band.
We are. Kiwanis is one of the many organizations in the community, but one that does a lot of community-wide events. So we kind of have two seasons at Kiwanis. 4th of July, and Christmas.
Both of them are pretty big.
So, you know, we're going to breathe for a few days, and then we'll start on Christmas. You know, we, in addition to the Christmas parade, which will be the first Saturday in December, we also will be doing our 8th annual holiday wreaths and more program. So you'll hear more about that soon too.
That's been growing nice and steadily over the years. I'm really impressed with that. And you know, even through COVID, it went off pretty darn well.
That's right. It was virtual last year, as many events were and still are. We're hopeful that we're going to have our big finale party again.
Sweet.
In person this year. So stay tuned on that.
And you know, that Christmas parade, this will be my third one coming up. And it is really so nice that, one, we have it. And two, that we have such a nice town as a backdrop to do it at night.
Right.
It really lights up. Last year, despite, you know, COVID and everything, all the streets were filled. There were no blank spots. There were people all over the place watching that parade. That was something
else. That's right. And I think we're still narrowing in on a grand marshal. So I'll put in a little pitch for the Christmas Parade Committee. BartlesvilleKiwanis.org is our website. And if you want to go out there and shoot us an email if you have suggestions or nominations for a grand marshal, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. And, of course, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now, well, that's what the, you know, the Kiwanis does a lot of fun things, but they do it with fundraising in mind because there are so many different entities toward which you work in order to benefit. Scholarships, everything.
That's right. We, as I said, Kiwanis does operate Sooner Junior Miniature Golf Course, and that's our biggest fundraiser that helps us with the fireworks. And the Christmas parade, and mainly the scholarships. Most of the money that we raise out there goes for scholarships and supporting youth organizations in the community. That's our mission, you know, kids and their communities. So one kid at a time, one community at a time. So we feel really strongly about that, and we'd love to have anyone come and visit. We, Kiwanis meets on Wednesdays at noon at Crossing Second. Come visit us any time. You're welcome to do that. And as you know, we always need volunteers for all these fun events we do. And so,
it's a great organization. And folks, you know, you can read up on it online, of course, or you can talk to a Kiwanian. But there are so many different things that they are involved in, and so many different things that you really don't know, because they do work for a lot of different great causes, mainly the scholarships. But you find yourself connecting with your neighbors in a whole new level once you become a Kiwanian.
That's right. We feel strongly about supporting the community and volunteering, and that's why you hear from us as we approach these big events.
Oh, indeed. Well, Karen, thank you for coming by. And remember, folks, Freedom Fest is on
the 4th of July, big finale, 9:30 p.m.
Sooner Park. And as soon as we find out the exact time for the flyover, we'll have it right here on K1, the one you trust. And we'll have it out on our Facebook page. You'll have it on your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we'll get the word out as fast as we can on that, so folks can get their little cameras ready on their phones and
fly over. So at this point, I would say just be sure and be out there in your spot by 8, because at this point, we know it's sometime between 8 and 9. Clearly, before dark. And, of course, 9 p.m. this time of year is before dark. But get out there to get a good vantage point.
Sweet. All right. Well, we'll see you out there on Sunday night. That would be July 4th for Freedom Fest. I know I've been pounding that. Some days I just can't stand myself, Miss Karen. All righty. We've got more coming up. Thank you very much for being with us.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone.